going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Gateway Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is December 8, 2025. It's 3:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
Sure, John Shaw.
William Bachman.
Dale Cook.
Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we need to have two public hearings, one regarding the 2025 budget and the other regarding the adoption of the 26 budget. So with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Sean.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board. So now we are in the joint public hearings to deal with the 25 budget and the 26 budget. Now, again, no members of the public are either present or on the call. Nothing's changed with the tentative budgets that we've already approved. Would you guys like Brendan to go through those, or are we good with what you guys have already approved?
I'm good.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
also fine.
Okay. So with that, no members of the public, could I get a motion to close the public hearing then?
A motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Dale.
I'll second that.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, next up, we have the board meeting minutes from November 10th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? You need me to put them up? I will put them up. All right, so we went through, we obviously covered the previous board meeting minutes. Brendan went through the quarterly reports and then also talked about the tentative budget for both right here. And then that was pretty much it. John, you asked about requisitions. Other than that, we really didn't cover anything else, just really went through the quarterly financials and then the two tentative budgets. So, if you guys are good, could I get a motion to approve the board meeting minutes then from our November 10th meeting?
I'll motion to approve the board meeting minutes from the November 10th meeting.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So, oh, that's our second one. That's our first one. All right. So, board in front of you, simple resolution just says that we've already passed a tentative budget for 2025 and that we're adopting the final budget and we do not have a tax rate. So, if you guys are comfortable with that, if I could get a motion to approve resolution 2025-09.
I move that we approve. Resolution 2025-09.
Thanks, Bill.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let's go to. Now, this one, same thing. It's just approving the 26 budget. So, again, zero tax rate.
I move to adopt resolution 2025-10.
Perfect. Thanks, Bill.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Dale. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, annual meeting schedule. So we have to post something on the state website that lists out the meetings for the coming year. So I think everyone's comfortable with the second Monday of the month at 3 p.m. If that's the case, could I get a motion that we follow that annual meeting schedule for 26.
Yeah, I'll motion that we have our meetings on the second Monday of each month.
I'll second that.
Perfect. That's Dell and John for the record. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, board, heard back from the auditors, and I think who I'm going to recommend we go with is Hinton Burdick. And as Brendan reminded me earlier, they are merging with Squire. And so in the merger, they're just going to take on Squire's name. So because it was on Hinton Burdick's letterhead, I'm just going to say, let's go ahead. Their cost was $8,500. It was our best deal. Brendan and I are both really familiar with them. We're really comfortable with them. So our recommendation would be to go with Hinton Burdick / Squire for the 2025 budget. Could I get a motion to engage them for the 25 budget?
I'll motion to engage them for the 2025 budget. Is it Hinton?
Thanks, John.
Burdick? Yeah.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hey.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. Thank you. All right. So the state requires us to go through open and public meetings training at least once a year. So this one I'll go through, take about 5 minutes. And that will cover us for 2026 for the year. And then next December, we'll cover 27 as we go forward. It'll be kind of that cadence as we go forward. All right. So state law requires us to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means we have to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to allow for the public to attend and participate, which means we need to allow for public comment. So on the agendas, we're going to list and state that we're going to give up to 3 minutes. Now, John, as chair, you have the ability to change the amount of time that people can talk to. 3 minutes is kind of the standard across the state for most public comment. in order to have the meetings, obviously, we need to have a quorum of the board. So two of the three of you have to attend. We do have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That website is kind of the central place for all governmental entities in Utah. They all have to use it to post their agendas, their notices. The reason they do that is if any member of the public wants to go look at any of the public entities, there's one place they can go search for all of them. They can actually sign up for email notifications. So anytime we post anything related to the district, that sends them an alert that allows them to participate. They get to check everything and can participate. So on those notices, we have to list the date, the time, and the place for the meeting. We have to post the agenda, associated agenda items, and the agendas have to show reasonable specificity is what the law requires. So what that means, we'll take today's agenda as an example. So we have two budget resolutions. We couldn't just say a resolution of the board. We have to list what kind of resolution, if that makes sense. That way, when the public looks at it, they know, oh, okay, they're going to talk about the budget. So we do want to be there kind of a thing. So we have to list an anchor location as well. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which allows us to do all of our meetings electronically. And on the agenda, we have to post those links. So we have to post the Zoom link and we have to have that anchor location. The reason why we have to have an anchor location is if any members of the public say they can't get the Zoom link to work, they could call in, Christy could get the call, put it on a conference call so that we can hear them, they could hear us, and they could participate. We do have to have one person at the anchor location, and Christy will always be, obviously, at the anchor location. So for regular and special meetings, we need a 24-hour notice. For public hearings like we had today, we need a 7-day notice. So those are the notice period times that we have to have. All of the meetings are recorded, and we do keep minutes of the recordings. So the recordings need to be uploaded within 72 hours of the meeting. And then when we adopt the final minutes, those become the official permanent records. And or minutes, obviously, and we have 3 days to post those to the website once they're approved as well. There is a very small chance we could go into a closed meeting. Super rare for PIDs, probably 2 in the last 3 years is all. It requires us to state the purpose why we're going into a closed session. 2/3 of the board has to approve going in. What we're able to go in is very narrow. So what we could go into closed sessions for would be strategy sessions dealing with, say, collective bargaining, any imminent litigation, pending litigation. If we're going to do any appraisals, purchase any property, sell property, buy any water rights, water shares, those kinds of things. And we don't want the price to get out or our strategy for how we're going to do those. We could go into a closed session for those. If we were going to do any deployment of any security measures, so any personnel, any devices, any systems, we could go into closed to talk about those. If we were going to investigate any allegations of criminal misconduct through our fraud risk policy and the fraud risk hotline that we have, we can go into close to talk about those items. If somebody were to try to use the GRAMA system, the Governmental Records Access Management Act, and say they wanted to get information on Costco, the way that you guys do business, or the development company, we could close to talk about those. I'm just going to tell you now, Matt would say no automatically. So, if somebody wanted to say, well, let me back up. We have to keep minutes and we have to record the closed meetings as well. So if anybody wanted to gain access to those, they would have to go to court to get a court order. The courts, I've never seen them open them. So with that, same thing with the recordings. We keep them private. We don't post those. And when we're in a meeting, you would get closed session minutes. You would approve them in the closed session. But that's really the only thing that you can actually approve in a closed session would be those minutes. Nothing else can, no final action can be in a closed session. We can just talk about things and strategize. So that's it. Hopefully, I got done in 5 minutes. You guys have any questions
No,
on
no
those?
questions.
Okay. I don't show anything else on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Any questions? Anything we can work on? You good?
All good.
Good
All
from my
right.
side.
Last thing I would need then is a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
I'll
Jeff.
second that.
Thanks, Dell. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye.